Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Give me the meat. Slap me for what I'm doing.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara.
Oh, man, my partner and I, we're very different.
We are.
Guru coming out of the break saying, man, what a big game tonight. Big game tonight. Yeah, it's the least important game of the year.
But it's not just for the 49ers. You talked about it. You did a great job for the Jets to set the tone and somehow
we
they could
don't
pull
care
this
about
off.
Them, though. Yeah, but it's about the Niners.
But yeah, and it's about the league, too. But, Steiny, it's not going to be easy. That's why I said 24-17.
No, I don't think it's going to be easy either. But we'll see. Right. I'm looking forward. I mean, the guy I am looking forward to watch the most tonight is Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt about it. And Brock. Brock's behind him, but sure. I'm confident in Brock, like you said. I got to give Evan credit for this
guy.
Why? He talked about Kirk Cousins, your guy. His first game in Atlanta, it wasn't his best game, but Steiny, he was coming off the same injury as Aaron Rodgers had. So I'm not saying, oh, that's why he didn't have his best Kirk Cousins-like game, but I am wondering. But I'm telling you, A-Rod, man. Just, I'm telling you, he's got something to prove.
Does he?
I believe so. He's got a lot around him, and I just, the parallels to what Tom had in Tampa Bay, and I know Tom wasn't coming off injury,
hey,
is there.
I didn't watch the Falcons game. Was Cousins a statue?
Yeah, he.
Evan saying yes.
Yeah, he was. And Evan, uh-oh, that's an L I took. Or who was that? Our guy, Ken. Yeah, he didn't. Steiny, he looked bad.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Marin. Hey, Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I think the real key player here is going to be. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, I think the key is going to be J.P. Mason. I'll tell you why. A couple things. I don't think the line has played enough together, especially without Trent Williams. He's got to pound the ball. keeps McCaffrey from running too much. It beats up their pass rush. He's going to be the key to the game.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, we'll find out what McCaffrey's got in the tank tonight, if he's going to play or not. Right now, he's listed as questionable for tonight's game.
Does that concern you, Donnie?
No, it doesn't. You know why?
But you
what are you giving me that look for?
Because you came in and you called me crazy when I was worried about it 2 weeks ago. But now that you see it, calf / Achilles questionable.
Well, 49ers are going to
hurt.
They're going to get hurt this year.
Well,
somebody's going to get hurt. It's just like we saw with Jordan Love yesterday on Friday.
I actually got good news if that's a real report.
Josh Allen. Hurt his hand. Yeah. So.
It happens. It's a tough sport, right?
Exactly.
Nobody's crying for you.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Season opener tonight for the San Francisco 49ers right here at Levi's Stadium. Get down here early. Say hello to us at the Hilton Santa Clara. And kickoff is at 5:15. And the question I was throwing out there early to 49er fans was this one. And that is, you know, which quarterback's got more questions about him coming into the this game? Is it Aaron Rodgers, one of the best of all time, but who got hurt last year and is coming off a serious injury? Or is it Brock Purdy, who's shown a lot in a year and a half as the 49ers starting quarterback? But a lot of fans think now it's time for the Niners to get over the hump, and is Purdy the guy to do it? Who's got more questions about him tonight, Rodgers or Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570. We talked a little bit about Tom Brady making his debut. And what do you think of that game? I mean, we can talk about what happened yesterday in a lot of those games. Cowboys 33, Browns 17, Goo. You got to be feeling dynamite. You got a quarterback who just got paid $60 million per, and he came out. I'll tell you what, he might have played better than any quarterback in the league yesterday. Cowboys, are they for real?
What I'm going to do is not come off as a hater, because I've been very pessimistic. I will say this about the defensive coordinator change in Dallas, from Dan Quinn to Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer's disguising his defense, and I saw it in preseason, Stoney, and it came out yesterday. Like, I thought they had the Browns confused. Now, Deshaun Watson, he's without two of his tackles. Two of his starting tackles were out, and his starting running back. But it's bigger than that. I am worried, Stoney, and football worried, that this dude is done. I don't know if it's injuries. I don't know if it's mentals. But he couldn't hit the side of a barn, and Cleveland is in trouble, and this guy got $200 million guaranteed, and I know we got Acho coming up later, but the streets and anybody with a pen or a format to write an article, they're throwing in the towel of one Deshaun Watson, and I got my popcorn, but Dallas offensively didn't do that much in the second half. They won the game, but partner,
they blew him out.
Yeah, but the biggest takeaway to me from that game was Deshaun Watson, and Stoney, he looks like a shell of himself. And real quick here, I think of Mike Vick, who went to prison. And I know different reasons why he was away from the game, and it wasn't 3 years, but good God, he came back and still had his fastball. Watson looks, Donnie, something's wrong. And I hope I'm wrong about him, because I was rooting for him.
Do they still have P.J. Walker is the question.
Yeah, he's
because they've shown that they can win with him. So. Yeah. We'll see what
happens. Flacco, who quarterbacked their playoff game last year.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, they're without Nick Chubb for at least four games, the first four games. One of the best running backs in football. I think we can all agree on that. Nick Chubb, and I'm going to need – did you win your fantasy?
Willard has me up by 20 points. I got Hall going.
Well, so Willard's up 20, and you got Breece Hall.
Yeah, and I got a late night text from Willard saying, here we go. I left the door open, so we'll see. Maybe some late touchdowns for Breece Hall.
I got you.
You want Willard to lose. He bullies you. You want him to take a hit, right?
But it's against you. So
damn.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you can see
Willie. Listen, I got enough problems with my fantasy team.
Right.
Let's go to Ivan. Ivan is in West Oakland. What's up, Ivan? How you doing, man?
How you fellas doing?
Dynamite.
My call.
Yeah.
Week one.
You know what? I'm just calling to say how disgusted I am that Mr. Jerry Jones wants to give out money all willy-nilly. He can throw me some money over here. Dakota Prescott does not deserve a dime of the money he is going to get. He's a broke football player. He's a buster. He's not going to win a Super Bowl. Mark my words. In the length of this contract, he ain't ever going to win a playoff game, probably minimum. And for sure, he ain't going to spoil the Super Bowl game. Cowboys suck.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I'll just say this about that. And I was telling Evan while you were gone during the breaks, Donnie, the bottom line is we're looking at these quarterbacks. What do you have behind the guy if you don't want to pay him and start over? And Dak had that to his advantage.
Wait, Trey Lance.
Okay, so what do you have? My point is nothing. But the bottom line is, Brock Purdy, what did you say? This is year three for him?
He already second year as a starter.
Yeah, he already has more playoff wins than Dak in 8 years. So just think about that.
Has
and I
Dak,
know it's a team game, but yeah, 2-5.
It is a team game. Has Dak ever quarterbacked an offense like the 49ers?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so in other words, we've compared this 49er offense to their Super Bowl teams, and now you're telling me that the Cowboys had comparable.
Dak had Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, Zeke Elliott in his prime. Look. Yes. Come on now. Oh, my gosh, Donnie. Yes. And I'll say that's equal or the same. If you want to say a step below what the Niners have. But, man, he had that's what makes it maddening.
Let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Bobby.
I think I'm a contrarian here, but I can't stand the fact that we had to wait until Monday night to finally see our team play. I've been kind of juiced up and amped up till Thursday, and to make me wait till Monday night, I feel like it's been a rough wait. But you guys are finally in my part of the hood, only 10 miles south, so I don't know. Hopefully I can at some point come and see you guys when you're hanging out at that hotel. But here's my question that I need to get answered. When you said, you know, what's the question you need to get answered?
Yeah.
My problem is the only question that needs to get answered is when do they can win a Super Bowl. So week one, week seven, week 17, they're not going to answer my questions. The only time you're going to be able to answer my question is in January. So it'll be a long season, and all we're doing is just waiting to see if they can win the big one. And, Goo, I got to say this. Look, Dallas, you know, they had a great team last year, obviously, from a record standpoint, and then, you know, it didn't work out in the playoffs. But as for as many points as Dallas seems to score, I think last year they won some game like 40-0 at the beginning of the season. For someone, I got Dak as one of my fantasy quarterbacks on the Superflex. That guy, whenever they score like 40 points, he can never get more than like 12 points. I don't really understand how that math ever works out. But,
I hear what you said about January, but my partner doesn't know it. I've learned this from him. You're assuming everything is going to go well to get you to January, and I'll just leave you with this. Be careful what you wish for, because you need health. Health is wealth, so you can't just assume they're going to get there, buddy.
I don't assume anything, Goo. But unlike, you know, when the Giants won like 107 or whatever it was a couple years ago, I really enjoyed the journey. But the Niners have taken the road or the trip, this road trip, so many times. I can't enjoy the journey anymore. I need to get to the destination. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I'm going to be that kid in the back seat that the dad has to throw in the tape at or slap because he keeps saying, is he there? Are we there yet?
Well, Bobby, I can help you.
Yeah.
I can help you. And
can't
I wish
do that
I had
anymore, Bob.
I wish I had my sound of John Lynch talking about how you have to earn Super Bowl contention. And Bobby, I would just tell you this, and you're a very logical man, you're a very rational man. I would say that it would be premature to say there's only one question, and that is whether or not they can win the Super Bowl. That's premature. I think it's about the regular season. And do they show you in the regular season that they're still one of the best two or three teams in the league so that when you go into the playoffs, not that you're assured that you're going to win it, but you want to go into the playoffs saying we can absolutely win this because we're one of the best teams in football. But right now,
They did that the last 4 years, though, Stoney. That's why he said he was getting tired of the, you know, same scenery, the same ride.
Exactly.
I'll take it all day, every day.
But you can't get to the playoffs without making the playoffs. And I say this right now. On paper, the 49ers look like one of the best teams in football.
Yep.
Obviously, they do. But as of right now, they're not really a Super Bowl contender until they start winning games and making sure that everybody knows they're one of the best teams in the league. And they still have to go out. They still have to go out and prove that. I certainly think they will. I certainly think they're going to win at least 10 games. I certainly think they're going to make the playoffs. But there's no substitute for going out and doing it. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, New York Jets tonight, Levi Stadium, kickoff at 5:15. If you're going to the game and you get down here a little early, stop by the Hilton Santa Clara. We're tailgating in the parking lot. Guru and I will be doing the show from 10 to 2, and then Willard and Dibs, they will take you to kickoff from 2 to 6 o'clock. And the San Francisco 49ers 2024 season is about 6 hours away.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, the Hilton is getting crowded.
You see?
I see 49ers jerseys left and right. I see a couple Jets jerseys. And I am never not amazed when I come down here and see all the people that come from these other cities to watch their team play in Santa Clara. It's just unbelievable. The hotel is crowded, and it's all football all the time here, Goo.
Yeah, going back to Bobby's call, I guess we're different. You let me know if I understood the premise of his call, Stoney. Monday night is that's like the most prestigious spot on the card all week long, even if you play Thursday, Sunday night. Nothing like Monday night. Did I hear Bobby right that he didn't like that?
I don't like it either.
Why?
Because I like Sunday at 1:25. What do you want? That's when I want to watch a football game.
But you got to share the stage with all the other teams.
No, you don't.
Tonight
you lock in on the Niners. But I mean, that's the way you're asking me how I like my football, and I like my football.
You like what you like, but you're wrong.
I like my football kicking off at 1:15 after I get off the golf course at about 12:15, and I want to go over to my buddy's house and lock in with just the 49er game. See, I don't when the Niners game's on, I don't really.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pay attention to the other games that are on. That's not me.
But you understand the world is, because they're looking at their favorite team. Tonight is just one. If you want football, it's going to be Niners-Jets. No other game is going on. Nobody's catching passes. Nobody's throwing it except here in California, Santa Clara. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
You're the only show in town on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like 1:30.
You're weird. No, I get the 1:30.
You know what I like better? I don't mind the 10 a.m. East Coast games.
I get it. But my point is, you got to share the stage with the world's watching tonight. Like Biden's watching tonight. If he turns on, hey, I want to watch football, he's watching Niners Jets.
Well, there's also some baseball, I think, tonight, right?
Speaking of which, by the Giants way, fighting. Dude, I couldn't believe.
That's why he's.
I would have cussed everybody out.
That's why. Did you notice?
What?
Who's got the hang dog today? A little bit. A little bit of the hang dog for me.
Your terminology, your lexicon is second to none. Hang dog. What's he talking about? What laugh is that I have?
The Padres. Padres lose 2 out of 3 to the Giants.
Oh, please.
What?
Give your right arm.
Those are facts.
Wake the Padres up when a good team's in town.
Let me ask you this,
Evan.
Losers
do what you just said.
I got to believe you're. You'll take a Chargers win and the Padres losing 2 of 3?
That's great.
I didn't watch a single inning of baseball yesterday.
You're a baseball guy.
Yeah, yesterday was the start of football season.
Oh, talk to him.
Baseball season is over, Stiney.
Let me ask, Stiney, how many innings did you watch? Oh, boy.
I watched a highlight of Fitzgerald and Luciano in the dugout getting into a little spat.
Yeah, see, we're not even talking about the result of the game. You're talking about two players yelling at each other.
Did Luciano come in contact with his head when he pointed?
Tyler Fitzgerald decided to run 60 feet to his left to try and catch a pop-up and drop the ball and then got pissed at his second baseman.
Yeah, Tyler Fitzgerald thinks a lot of Tyler Fitzgerald right
this
now.
This guy is such a D.
There is an eye in Fitz.
And Luciano looked like he poked him in the head. I'm trying to get clarification. Was there contact? But Luciano not going after the ball. Like, he was just like, I'm out. You better go get the ball. Boy.
Yeah.
Get it together, Melvin. Get your troops in order.
By the way, Bob Melvin, who's the toughest year of his career. Bob Melvin. Yeah.
Well, he got fired last year. I think that probably was the toughest.
No, he said this year's tougher.
Unless, he'll be gainfully employed next season.
But it's actually, you know what his toughest year has been, so you think it was last year?
Yeah, anytime you get fired.
Sometimes that's good.
Well.
He got out of that cauldron down there.
To come to what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He got into that, hey, Tim, something happened with my... phone calls and stuff, because I was going to take a call. And what do you think happened there, Tim?
Spadone quietly on fire.
Is he? Okay, let's go to him, Spadone. Thank you. Hello, you're on 95.7 The Game. Norman.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Love the show.
Going well, man.
Talk to us.
Good. Bob Melvin, I think, you know, one of the great ones. But we'll talk about that later. But what do you guys think about the, the Niners, you know, so much wear and tear, you know, going to so many playoffs and, you know, going to, you know, the Super Bowl and then just blowing it?
Well, I think there's two things you got to overcome. You got to overcome the mental part of it, yeah, and then the physical part of it. Is there a physical part to it with a team that's made the postseason 4 out of 5 years?
Yep.
And is this the year that injuries catch up with the 49ers?
That's the question.
Or is it the mental part of knocking on the door 4 out of the last 5 years and knowing now that it's just, what, September 9th, and you've got a long, long, long way to go to get back to the Super Bowl? I think there's absolutely something to that.
But you got to give them credit because they come back from Heartbreak Hotel, not just the Super Bowl losses, Donnie. The Heartbreak Hotel to the Eagles and wonder what's going on with Brock. They got off the mat. Lost to the Rams in 2021, got off the mat. So we got to give them credit for that, right?
Yeah, unless they're at the end of this run. And, you know, to me, that's one of the big questions that we're going to be talking about all year long as the season goes on. Whether the 49ers are winning or somewhere in the middle, or even if they're having a tough season, the question's going to start to come up that this is probably the last iteration of this 49er team, and wow, what will they look like next year, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. But I do think conventional wisdom is kind of suggesting that if this thing doesn't get done this year, there's probably going to be some changes, and it may start at the wide receiver position. I was reading Matt Barrow's earlier today, and if you can't tell, he's my favorite 49er beat writer, Maddie, because I think he's just absolutely terrific, him and Matt Maiocco. And Barrow said, you know, one of the big questions that's probably going to be answered this year is, which receiver do you keep, Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk? Because he doesn't see it as a certainty that both guys are going to be able to be on this team next year if and when they have to pay Brock Purdy. So that's going to be another thing we're probably going to measure this year. Wow. Which receiver is likely to stay and which might go if that's the route they got to take.
Now, that's the macros, Donnie, but I could hear some fans driving in now, like, don't even make me pour a drink to think about that. I'm thinking about cashing in and getting that chip, because you think about, again, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But had they won that game, that Super Bowl, just last year, Stoney, wouldn't those decisions and everything we talk about be,
but they're not. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like they're dealing with the reality they're dealing with.
But they got a season. My point is, they got a season and games to focus on before worried about it. We're going to lose Stoney or Guru. They want to focus on this season as a collective to get that championship and then deal with those.
The reality of the situation is, if the 49ers have to make tough decisions at the end of this year, will the decisions be easier if they won a Super Bowl, or harder if they won a Super Bowl?
That was my point. Oh, totally easier, Steiny.
I mean, if they win a Super Bowl, everybody's going to know that they're going to have decisions to make, and maybe we'll be more prepared for the guys who won't be on the team.
Among those lines, you think Brandon Ayuk, when it's all said and done, that was an easy decision?
For who?
The Niner front office.
To sign him?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Things are coming out. Like, they went to bed maybe thinking this dude might be in another uniform.
I mean, they ultimately controlled it. So, like, it's like,
he went 15 rounds.
No, but when you said, they went to bed at night not knowing if he's going to be a Niner or not, I would say, why wouldn't they know? They still had all the power in the world, and apparently in mid-August at some point, according to Jay Glazer, the 49ers gave Brandon Ayuk an ultimatum. Sign the contract that's been sitting in front of you, or we're trading you to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he ended up taking the contract that apparently had been sitting in front of him. 888-957-9570 is the number. The San Francisco 49ers, their season starts tonight at Levi's Stadium. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, what are you looking for tonight, specifically against the Jets? And what are you looking for this season in terms of getting back to the playoffs? What's the most important part of the San Francisco 49ers as it relates to getting back to the postseason and being a Super Bowl contender? 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Emmanuel Acho joining us. He is a co-host of The Facility. We've had him on before. He's terrific. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.